As we head towards the election campaign, the Adani coal mine in Queensland's Galilee Basin is shaping up as a political hot potato. The mine's in the final approval stage, but the decisions made by the Federal Environment Department haven't been signed off by the Environment Minister. Now, Coalition MPs, particularly those from central Queensland, are concerned that the mine's future might rest with a future Labor government. Rachel Mealy reports.
Central Queensland MP Michelle Landry makes no secret of her support for the Adani coal mine. She says she wants it approved to bring jobs and revenue to her electorate. Now she says the Prime Minister has assured her a decision is forthcoming.
Yeah, look, I have had discussions with the Prime Minister about this, and I believe that in the next couple of days there will be an announcement about what's going on. So at this stage, it's in the hands of the Environment Minister.
The it Michelle Landry refers to is Adani's groundwater-dependent ecosystem management plan. The plan is reported to have been approved by the Federal Environment Department and is now on the desk of Environment Minister Melissa Price, awaiting her imprimatur. The Environment Minister's office won't say anything other than there's a process in place and we're following the process. The lobby group, the Coal Council of Australia, says Adani needs a decision made before the election is called. Chief Executive Greg Evans says the company has waited long enough.
It'd be very unfortunate if the process got further delayed, especially due to the uncertainties associated with an election and what that means in terms of government processes, in terms of caretakers periods, etc.
The Australian Conservation Foundation says it's concerned to hear that Queensland MPs and senators are pressuring the Prime Minister and Environment Minister to make a decision. Spokesman Christian Slattery says an approval shouldn't be rushed through to appease political views.
Well, democracy should be working in the interests of the people, not in the interests of big coal companies. And what the polls have clearly shown over the last 5 to 10 years is that Australians don't want the massive Adani Carmichael coal mine, and they don't want more climate pollution being burnt from the Galilee Basin. What they want is strong action from both of the major federal parties and from the next Australian government to take action to deal with climate change.
Professor John Quiggin is from the School of Economics at the University of Queensland. He says if the government is leaning towards approving the groundwater management plan, it's likely to do that before the election is called.
But it would certainly seem to make sense if the government was going to approve this that they would make the decision to do so before the election. Seems unlikely that they would make an explicit decision to reject it. It might make much more political sense to leave that to the Labor Party if they decided to just leave the issue unresolved.
Adani has had to submit a management plan to the state government regarding a bird called the black-throated finch that's found in the area of the proposed coal mine.
Rachel Mealy.